T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app. The biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams, all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
Good afternoon, everyone. I thank the media for joining me for these important updates as the city of Buffalo continues to respond to the coronavirus emergency. As the situation continues to evolve, city operations and services like 311 continue to function remotely wherever possible. And whenever possible, there have been no interruptions to city services whatsoever at this time. I also want to thank all essential workers, not just essential city workers, but essential workers in the private sector and in our healthcare sector as well. Early this morning, lawmakers in Washington finalized their negotiations for a $2 trillion relief deal. While this legislation will help many of our recently unemployed workers, residents, and certain business sectors, it falls short of providing the critical relief state and local governments need to effectively meet the demands which have arisen during the COVID-19 emergency. New York State will only be eligible for a fraction of the funding it will need to cover the projected $15 billion budget shortfall it will face as a consequence of the public health and economic fallout from this emergency. This relief bill creates an additional burden on the city of Buffalo because municipalities with a population that is less than 500,000 are not eligible for direct aid in this plan. The federal government's lack of direct support for medium-sized cities will therefore have a profound impact on Buffalo's fiscal outlook. It is imperative that immediate, flexible funding in the amounts reflected in the House of Representatives version of the bill for New York State and Buffalo be made available to meet our budgetary needs at a time when revenue streams in every city department are falling and demand for government services is rising. I stand with Governor Andrew Cuomo in calling on our federal leaders to address these issues now. This is another example of why it is critical for residents to complete their 2020 census forms. The size of our population does impact our share of federal funding, especially as we're seeing now in the wake of emergencies. These are funds we will need during the recovery process. And I just want to note again that the U.S. Census recently informed us that there was a serious undercount in Buffalo 10 years ago. I am pleased to announce today that the Buffalo Police Department secured 15 new police cars that have been added to its fleet. These cars will be in service by tomorrow, giving our police department the ability to effectively continue to respond to public safety needs throughout the city of Buffalo. We have over 300 employees dedicated to delivering clean and safe water for the city of Buffalo. And yesterday, O.J. McFoy, chair of the Buffalo Water Board, and general manager of the sewer authority spoke with other cities across the nation, including Seattle, Houston, San Francisco, and Washington, D.C., as they focused on national concerns in relation to COVID-19. We will continue to share our nationally recognized best practices with other municipalities as they also continue to deal with this emergency. Centennial Park is now open once again, but strictly for passive use. The park was closed after sustaining damage during a storm earlier this month. Crews are repairing park pathways, so I ask people that are using the park to please stay behind barricades. I want to remind residents that all city parks are for passive use only. Please continue to practice social distancing when you are in the parks. This is imperative for safety and to prevent the spread of COVID-19. Again, I want to stress that all playgrounds, golf courses, skate parks, and park buildings are closed until further notice. I also want to let the public know that there are parks workers and police that will be monitoring all of these cities, all of these facilities citywide. There is absolutely not going to be allowed to be any use of playgrounds, golf courses, skate parks, and park buildings in the city of Buffalo. We have to continue social distancing and employing our measures to prevent the community spread of coronavirus. Now, obviously, the news regarding local companies and organizations having to make extremely difficult decisions to reduce their workforces and enact other cost-saving measures is devastating to many in our community. Many major regional employers and drivers of our local economy may decide to reduce costs now so that they have the ability to recover and resume regular operations once the immediate public health emergency has passed. We empathize with these very difficult decisions that businesses in our community, across our state, and across our nation have to make. I am hopeful that the COVID-19 impacted businesses will do their utmost to support their employees during this public health crisis with the continuation of health benefits and other support that will help to prevent panic or added anxiety. The Buffalo Employment and Training Center stands ready to help people look for new or temporary jobs. If you or someone you know is looking for work, call 856-JOBS. Again, that number is 856-JOBS. Employment counselors are working remotely so that you can make an appointment to set up one-on-one counseling sessions. I also encourage impacted residents to contact the New York State Department of Labor for unemployment assistance. Now, I want people to realize that the New York State Unemployment Benefits Hotline is going to be exceptionally stressed right now. That number has gone from thousands of calls to potentially millions of calls. So we want people to be patient as they are calling that number and continue to call until you get through. In closing, Buffalo continues to remain strong during this uncertain time. We should continue to lean on each other to get by and follow the directions that are coming from the federal, state, county, and city of Buffalo government. Please check on your neighbors. Show the world that this situation will not dampen our spirit of unity, kindness, and community. We are the city of good neighbors. We are Buffalo Strong, and we will get through this together. Now I'm going to turn things over to Mike DeGeorge, who will introduce other city personnel to answer questions.
Hello, everyone. Also on the line with us is Police Captain Jeff Rinaldo, O.J. McFoy, General Manager of the Buffalo Store Authority, and Brendan Mahaffey, Executive Director of the Office of Strategic Planning. We'll start with the questions for the mayor or any one of those three. We'll start with Channel 4 today. Anyone from Channel 4? Channel 4? Channel 2. Anyone from Channel 2? Spectrum, anyone from Spectrum? Folks, can you hear me?
I can hear you, Mike.
I can hear you.
Okay.
I can hear you, too.
All righty. So let me just start over again. Anyone from Channel 4 on the line? Anyone from Channel 2 on the line?
Do you anticipate any stoppages of services coming up, or is that something that you would just evaluate on a day-to-day basis?
We do not anticipate any stoppage of city services, essential services, our police department, fire department, sanitation, sewer, water, our call and resolution center, all operating at full strength to respond to the needs of the residents of the city of Buffalo and keep people safe, particularly at this difficult time.
And if I could follow up on
any other questions?
Also to follow up on the police cars. So the funding for the police cars that are going to be going in service tomorrow. Is that something from the city funds, or are the cars going to be leased? How did you obtain the vehicles?
This was a plan that was previously announced. These vehicles come to us via a lease. This was something that we anticipated. It was part of a plan that we always had to bring vehicles to our police department. I want to have Captain Jeff Rinaldo just talk about that a little bit more in detail.
Thank you, Mayor. So, yes, as the mayor said, we devised a plan to lease police vehicles as well as make a purchase of vehicles. Both of those orders for our marked cars have been placed, and we are anxiously awaiting the delivery of those. We were able to, through negotiation with Enterprise, receive 15 unmarked cars as today, and those vehicles will be transitioned into detective divisions, where vehicles from there will be given to uniformed non-call responding units within the department. Those marked cars will be given to the patrol districts that do respond to cars. So in essence, we can pick up an additional 15 marked cars into the patrol division to respond to calls.
Thank you.
Channel 2, thank you. Channel 7?
Hi. Real quick for the mayor, could we just get your reaction to M&T Bank kind of halting construction at One Seneca?
Well, we understand that M&T is trying to practice social distancing in all of its operations, working to protect the construction workforce, working on their projects throughout the footprint of M&T. This is temporarily halting, so we understand this decision. Just like governments and other businesses across our community, across the state, across the nation, are making the decision to have people work remotely, work from home, or temporarily halt certain operations. We understand why M&T did it. We think it is a sound decision on their part, certainly. I would say, though, even in difficult times like this, we're continuing our efforts to strengthen our economy in Buffalo today. Today, the Erie County Industrial Development Agency met remotely, and the funding for the Accelerator Fund for the area around Seneca One Tower and where M&T Bank will be locating the 1,500 technology jobs was approved. That will create a $40 million accelerator fund that will give us the ability, when we come through this circumstance, to move forward with the Car Sharing Main Street initiative. It will support the implementation of smart city technologies on Main Street, and it will help to fund our mobility innovation zone on Main Street. I want to thank developer Douglas Jamal for foregoing tax benefits to the tune of over $15 million to allow us to create this accelerator fund. And I want to thank all of the board members of the Erie County Industrial Development Agency that were present to vote to support this unanimously today.
Channel 7, anything else?
Yeah, with another positive case for inside the BPD, are there any extra steps being taken to make sure that spread does not continue?
We have been taking a number of extra measures. One of the things that we've been doing is sanitizing all of our police buildings, sanitizing all of our police vehicles, disinfecting the buildings, disinfecting the vehicles, and all of our employees that are working in essential areas, we are sanitizing and disinfecting all of those buildings on a regular basis. I will turn to Captain Rinaldo to provide some additional detail.
Yes. So in conjunction with Department of Public Works, we've been able to increase our cleaning staff dramatically. And as the mayor said, we have a schedule now for cleaners to go to each station house and conduct a very deep clean of all the common used areas within the station house. So at this point, we also have ascertained hand sanitizer that was brought to us via New York State through the county. And currently, we have a decent supply of those products on hand with a very large order awaiting delivery of additional supplies.
Is staffing at BPD lower because of people being in quarantine or in close contact with them?
Captain Rinaldo?
Yes. No, staffing has been actually very good. We have taken a lot of preventative measures in terms of our manpower deployments to ensure not only social distancing, but that we don't have an influx of more officers than are necessary right now, being in any one location at a time. We do have approximately 10 officers that are self-quarantined or mandated quarantined at this point. And based on our daily average number of officers out sick, we are actually below that number. So we are in a very good staffing position.
Thank you.
Channel 7, thank you.
Thank you.
Spectrum. WBEN.
I guess for Captain Rinaldo, can you first of all just confirm that it four officers are confirmed?
Correct. We currently have four Buffalo police officers that have tested positive for COVID-19.
And then for Mayor Brown, you alluded to the One Seneca situation. Delaware North also today tweeting out that they're announcing a majority of their full-time employees are being placed on temporary leave, getting 1 week's pay, 8 weeks medical benefits. I mean, these kinds of decisions, as you alluded, are being, you know, reverberating, you know, throughout the community in the city of Buffalo. You know, can you talk about any contact you've had with either Delaware North or any other private businesses that are forced to make these kinds of decisions at this time?
Certainly, these are agonizing decisions for companies. Nobody wants to make these decisions or see this. But these decisions to reduce the workforce now so companies can recover and bring back the workforce later on are sound, prudent decisions that are not being made lightly. And, you know, we applaud companies like Delaware North who are doing everything that they can to provide resources, to continue health benefits to their employees, which creates a safety net for employees as hopefully we get through this situation sooner rather than later.
Tim, anything else?
Yeah, one more for Captain Rinaldo. You mentioned the social distancing, and obviously that's a challenge. I mean, it's a challenge in our work environment. It's a challenge in anyone's work environment. How are you handling social distancing, you know, especially with four officers confirmed, with, you know, for example, two officer patrol cars and those kinds of situations?
Well, Tim, we're following CDC guidelines, which for law enforcement as well as for other first responders. If an officer is under the weather, if they're sick, if they're showing signs of a cough or sneezing, or specifically, especially if they have a fever, they are being asked to stay home. We have a program in place that allows them to do that with no cost to themselves at this point. And we are self-monitoring ourselves, and we are doing the best that we can to ensure that, again, officers that are working together are staying inconsistent with their partners, so we're not switching different people with different people every day of the week. And again, you know, there's a lot of social responsibility during a crisis like this, and we expect that from our officers, and we're seeing that on a daily basis where officers are ensuring that they are taking care of themselves and that they're taking care of their families and being able and ready to respond to the needs of the community.
Thank you both. Appreciate the comments.
Thank you.
Thanks, Tim. WBFO Radio?
Following up on the comments about the cars, will the extra cars after this shuffle mean that you will have fewer two-officer cars where they're basically they're not breathing on each other or whatever causes the transmission of this stuff? So will you just have more one-officer cars out there?
Mike, I'm going to have Captain Jeff Rinaldo respond to that question.
Sure. So we ultimately have one-officer cars to the best of our ability. During times when there's overlaps and special details, we obviously double up officers as well as to make sure we can meet the call volume demands. So the goal is with this arrival of these cars to be able to put a few more cars into each patrol district, which will allow us to separate officers at a greater number moving forward.
Mike, you good?
Yeah, if I want to get a picture of these cars, are they in a lot somewhere?
The cars are actually unmarked cars, and we will not be releasing photos of those vehicles because some of them may be used for certain purposes that we would not want pictures floating. Again, those cars are being distributed to the detective division. The detective division cars that have lights and sirens are being distributed to non-911 call taking units, and their cars are being distributed into the patrol force. So just so everyone's clear, the cars that we received are unmarked vehicles.
Detective cars with lights and sirens? I would have thought that would be more patrol cars.
Nope. Almost every one of our unmarked cars still has undercover lights as well as sirens and radios installed in it.
And Captain Rinaldo, can you just explain just what you mean by non-emergency police vehicles?
Sure. So any of our patrol units that are not assigned to districts, so for instance, currently our traffic division, our school resource, our NET team, our housing units, those units do not respond to 911 calls. They have different functions within the department, but they currently are assigned marked cars. So we will be able to transition their marked cars into the five main patrol districts that are responsible for answering 911 calls and would require a marked vehicle with all of the equipment that is contained inside.
What are the SROs doing with the schools closed?
Currently, our SROs are assisting with the meal deliveries as well as the pickups that are going on at all of the school locations, as well as assisting the schools with other needs that the students may have.
Okay.
Michael, thank you. Buffalo News?
Just to be clear with regard to these 15 leased and purchased vehicles, none of them are patrol vehicles. They're all unmarked vehicles?
Captain Rinaldo?
That is correct.
And for the mayor, with regard to the parks being open and the requirement that only passive use of these facilities take place, are you finding that people are complying? And if you find that may be too difficult for people, is it likely that you might close them down?
Generally, people have been complying. Yesterday, there were people on the Delaware Park golf course who were not complying. Our golf courses don't open normally until February 25th. They were asked, until April 25th, they were asked to leave the golf course. So anybody that's engaged in an activity in a park that's not passive, either park employees or Buffalo Police, will ask them to discontinue that usage. If it gets to the point where we're not seeing a level of compliance that's sufficient, we could close the parks, but right now the level of compliance is generally pretty good. I want to encourage people to continue to follow the social distancing guidance, to treat this like it is a health emergency situation, and not act like it's business as usual in our parks, in grocery stores, or any place else.
Harold, are you good?
One more question.
Sure.
This is for the mayor. As you are aware, that the president is hopeful for an end to this crisis by Easter. And I was wondering if the mayor has any indication that, you know, we're approaching the point where we may be out of the woods with regard to the coronavirus, COVID-19 pandemic.
Well, I don't think we're at the point where we're seeing ourselves out of the woods. We see the numbers continuing to go up across the country, in New York State, across the globe. And like the president, many people share the hope that this will end sooner rather than later. It was good to hear the president and others say that they will follow the science, and they will look at what the science dictates. If the science dictates that things can change, then they will be changed at the federal, state, county, and city level. If the science doesn't dictate, we're going to have to continue to prohibit mass gatherings, to practice social distancing, and to stay home to the extent that we can, so there isn't community spread of coronavirus.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.